For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year. Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Aaron Cairo.
I'm Matt Ritter.
And remember to go to manoftheyearpodcast.com to grab merch and read wonderful articles about us and watch our show on YouTube. Matt, it's that time of year again. It is friendship cuffing season. Now,
hell yeah. Most of our,
what'd you say?
I said hell yeah.
Hell
it's
yeah.
Like wedding crashers, like wedding season, baby.
It is like wedding season. Now, longtime listeners will know this is one of our trademarks. We've coined this, quote, regular cuffing season is in the winter when it's starting to get cold and you're looking for a significant romantic other to cozy up with next to the fire. And friendship cuffing season is when it's starting to get warm and you're looking for activity partners and friends for the summer.
Putting out that friendship mating call. What's up? Who wants to hang out?
That was pretty genius. Did you say what's up?
Yeah. The old school.
That was great. That was great. It's funny. I thought you were going to do the beep, boop, boop, beep, but you don't know how to make
that. I don't know how to do that. You know how to do that.
So now that spring has sprung once again, I think, Matt, that we should talk about some of our best practices to make new friends in this very fertile time of year.
I get really jacked up about friendship cuffing season.
Is it fertile or fertile?
I like fertile makes you sound smarter.
Even though it's probably wrong.
It's probably wrong, but sometimes you just say things with a little bit of a sophisticated tint and, you know, bent.
Yeah, exactly.
Mature audiences.
It's like when you hear someone say mature.
Right, mature. That's what I just said. Mature audience.
Oh, yeah. I love it. So it's been a minute since we've talked about your third place. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just remind us what our third place is?
Any place that's not work, not home, those are your first one and two. But unfortunately, with work from home, it's even been combined. So now you maybe have two or one and a half or even just one place that you consistently go to, which is kind of dark to think about. But the third place is this idea that it's another place outside of work and home that you go to consistently, that you'll see familiar faces, that is fertile grounds for a new friendship.
Right. So this is the place where people are social, they're being interactive. For me, I always think about coffee shop. Is that your number one?
Definitely. I mean, I'm the mayor of Larchmont now because of the coffee shops. This morning, Jesse texted me, "Where are you?" Because it was 8:06 and we're supposed to be podcasting at 8:30. Of course, Gero wants me to be on time and I do want to be, but I was mayoring.
You were mayoring. Oh, you made it a verb. I hate that.
I find, would you prefer? Is it more obnoxious to say I was holding court?
You know what's interesting about us? Because if you remember that mayor was my nickname at the gym, which was my third place.
You were the mayor of the gym. Listen, we're both mayor. We both hold court in our respective third places, but it's like, you know, for the royals, they hold court. You know, that's like at court we do it at coffee shops and CrossFits. Us blue collar kids hold court.
I want to actually know what you think about this. I read this years and years ago, and you talking about holding court reminded me. Do you know there's been studies that if a group of people are all standing together socializing, that human nature will mean people's feet will turn towards the sort of most interesting, most dominant person in the conversation? Have you ever heard that?
So many toes are always pointed towards
the toes nose.
The toes nose.
But I want you to think, just next time you're in a conversation anywhere, just like look at people's feet and see where they're pointed.
Yeah, I'm always getting kicked in the face. That must mean they love listening to me.
But I want to take a step back from the third place, because I think some people might be thinking maybe trying to do this in an artificial manner. So for instance, let's say we swapped. I'm not going to be great at a coffee shop, and you're probably not going to be great at CrossFit, because these are not things that we're passionate about or that we enjoy.
I'm good at everything. I make a lot of friends at the gym too.
The gym. You make a lot of friends. Have you made any friends at the gym?
Yes, I've made many. When I used to go to Equinox and I was doing classes there. Mm. And now that I'm back in ClassPass, I've made some friends there. Everywhere I go, I make friends. That's why we're doing this.
Can we have a ClassPass update?
No, not yet. Not today.
Okay, great. So it's going great.
Had a bad week.
So, but I'm more saying that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's got to be something that you really are passionate about consistently. So yes.
I guess what I'm trying to say, Matt, is when you're trying to figure out what your third place is, which is if you're looking to make new friends and it's spring and you want to get out there, I would start less from, oh, what's a place that's social? Let me go there. Yeah. And think internally, what do I like to do?
Totally. I think it's, again, we have talked about this a long time ago. I think we also talked about you are your best self when you're doing something that you like. You're lit up in a way that you don't even understand. You have an energy field around, or not to get too, you know, like earthy, crunchy about it, but it's definitely true. You know what I mean? Like, there's a tendency for us to shy away from these things like energy and light, whatever you want to, you know, semantics. Regardless of what you call it, when you're doing something you like, people are going to be more drawn to you than when you're doing something because you're just thinking this could be a good place to meet people.
Find your passion and pals will follow.
Ooh, not bad.
Passion and pals?
I like it. And we've always said find your golf, because a lot of guys that are inherently golfers have a great social circle. But, you know, a lot of us have dabbled in golf and tried it, and it just, maybe it turns out it's not our thing. So you got to find your golf. Something that you are passionate about, start there.
Yes. And that brings up something else I was going to mention, which we haven't talked about this in a while, which is the element of randomness.
Yeah.
So one of the tenets of having a good third place is that you're going there consistently. So coffee shop every morning, me, gym every morning, doesn't have to be every morning. Let's call it every week. But there's a corollary.
Yep.
Which is, we say embrace randomness. And just like you said, Matt, if someone asks you, hey, do you want to go skiing? Do you want to go frisbeeing? Do you want to do something that you're not good at? You shouldn't say no, because it's not your thing.
Right. And also, because I will ask you this, do you feel you've potentially made any people that could be your friends that you're just not going to ski with, that you could do other things with? Because obviously these people ski, but that's not like the only thing they do.
Well, the beauty of it is after you ski, then you après ski, which is just drinking.
Right. Anybody can après ski. Anybody.
And they call me the mayor.
They call me the Black Diamond après skier.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm a double Black Diamond at the bar. No,
we are double blacks. We are double blacks at the après ski.
Double blacks. I want to just talk a little bit about it's spring and like why we sort of coined this as a reverse season. You know, obviously it makes sense. I'm saying reverse of quote typical cuffing season. It makes sense to have cuffing season for romance in the winter. It's cold and nobody's doing anything. But why the spring and the summer for us?
Right. So first of all, we just feel that people are more open. That's the main thing, is that it's hard to make friends if people aren't sort of body language and mental state open to making friends. And there's also just a volume. You know, we talk about on the pod the reason that a lot of men are struggling in their 30s and 40s, many reasons, but one of them is that when you're in your teens and 20s, everybody's around all the time. And so the surface area for friendship is just easily organic. You're in a dorm, you're in this, even your first apartment in a big city is usually there's just people everywhere. You can just like knock on your neighbor's door and be like, want to be friends? And that gets a lot harder in your 30s and 40s when family and work and just you're not going out as much. So the opportunities to make friends aren't as plentiful. But in the spring, people start going out more. The weather's nicer. So there's a lot more outdoor activity. There's a lot more outdoor time. And there's a lot of times where you're with strangers doing activities. I think we should talk about some of those good activities that are conducive to making a new friend or starting the beginnings of a friendship from scratch, or cementing a casual friend into something a little more consistent.
By the way, I love what you said about body language, because just think about what you're doing in the winter. You're closed off. I'm hugging myself right now. You're in a big coat.
You're walking fast.
Yes.
Your butt cheeks are clenched. I'm not making friends because I gotta unclench. I can't do it.
Yeah. But in the summer, you know, you're open, you're wearing a tank top, your sun's out, guns out, you're saying hi, you're high-fiving people in the street.
I think of friendship cuffing season, like it evokes an image to me of like Central Park and everybody's like just hanging out in groups and frisbees are flying and people are drinking and then they just like offering drinks to the group next to them because they're all drinking illegally with brown paper bags. And to me, that's just like the image that comes up.
Did we ever talk about that? Our friend Dan, we used to throw a July 4th party every year on the Santa Monica Beach. And you're not allowed to, we talk about this. You're not allowed to drink on the beach in Santa Monica.
I don't know if we talked about it, but I've been to.
So, you're technically not allowed to drink. We had a huge, 200 people. And so Dan bought coffee cups, the ones with the lids. Does that have a name?
Probably, but I don't know what they're called.
To go coffee cups with a little sipper. Yeah. So there's 200 people. It's 100 degrees. Everyone's drinking jungle juice out of coffee cups.
Right. Yeah. The cops are not suspicious at all.
Right. Exactly. So what are some other good cuffing season activities?
Volunteering. I think we never talked about volunteering.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like outdoor volunteer activities is like a fun, way to meet people. Those leagues are very like kickball. We never talked about that. I've never done it, but it seems like a lot of people make friends in those kickball, like things like that. Those urban sort of professional leagues that are meant for you to make friends. I mean, those are like tailor-made to make friends.
I want to go back to the sports in a second. I want to talk about volunteering. You know, I've always wanted to do, and there's really nothing stopping me from doing it. Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. I mean, that's right out of the volunteer make friends playbook.
You're outside. I think do you build houses or is that just like a myth?
I think you do, but I don't think you build certain parts. I don't think you are building or me are just like from scratch building a house with no engineering background, no construction background.
Matt, what I imagine is like the person in charge brings like a plank. The nail's already halfway in.
Ding, dink, hit dink. The, yeah. I built a house. Yeah. I'm a builder. No, you know what it is, Carol? It's like when you go to a place where they say you can dig archaeological ruins and you know that the people who own that place just buried that shit for you.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah. You think you're just suddenly discovering a dinosaur bone?
Is that a thing you could do? Go to a place and dig for ruins?
Oh yeah. All over the world.
No, never heard of it.
Oh yeah. 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 That's like a big family activity and it's clearly just planted.
So going back to your sports leagues, the thing about kickball, which I think we're using kickball as a stand-in for any other sport, is that no one's good at kickball.
Nobody's good. I like that. I like what you're saying here. It's the anti-golf.
It's the anti-golf.
You never feel ashamed about your kickball skill level.
And even if you could kick the ball really far, like Joey Buffalino.
Yeah.
Big time. What is that, second grade? That guy kicked it over the fence?
Big boot. Nobody can do that. No, almost nobody can do that.
Even if you've got a good kick, no one can throw a kickball or catch a kickball.
Nobody looks cool throwing a kickball, I'll tell you that much.
No. You know what I do, Matt? You know what I do? I throw it overhand like a soccer throw.
Oh, you throw it like you're a goal, like you're an out of bounder trying to get it inbound?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So I like what you're saying. I'll take it one step further. Kickball embraces the inner child and it puts you all at ease in the sense that I think everybody's aware that there's like a silliness to it. So like it's hard to like be aloof and not in friend making mode.
Exactly. And it's usually not that this has to be part of this. Usually you go to the bar after you bring beers or whatever. Are there any other urban leagues that like are not
sport?
No, they're not like, if you're playing soccer, you have to be probably halfway decent, but like, are there any other, there's like run clubs we've talked about.
Well, there's also like walking. Aren't there like walking clubs and walking tours? I like a good walking tour. I don't know about that.
Yeah, my mom does that stuff. Does your mom do that?
Yeah, I think that's for a little our older listeners, maybe. My mom does a lot of walking tours, and everybody is quite friendly. And I say in like friend making body language and mindset on those.
Did you see there was a study, and I have to say it was on Twitter, and I didn't like do a deep dive into the, you know, the validity of it, but they did a huge study on the effects on depression, like what actually helped. Number one was dancing. Number two was walking. Number three was therapy. And then medication was like 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dancing one, walking two, therapy three.
Yeah.
Okay. Dancing. Wow.
You know, think about it.
Yeah. Your pheromones, I mean, you're actually like chemically, you're in a better mood.
Yeah. I think that the best mood I'm in.
Pheromones? What did I mean to say? Pheromones, or what's the one that when you're running, you get the
serotonin?
Yeah, I forget. I don't know if it's pheromones. It's not pheromones.
Yeah, no, pheromones is when you're in love.
Right, no, I know. What's the thing that happens when you run a lot and you get a natural high? What do we
call runner's that? High.
I know, but what's the medical?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But I will say that when I do my infamous Saturday 5 mile run, that's the happiest I feel all week. It's like hard to be in a bad mood when you're running. Well, I guess everyone listening to this right now is going, what are you talking about, Kara? Everyone hates running, but
that's endorphins is the word.
Endorphins. Right. Yeah. Of course.
I was talking about the sex hormones instead.
It's just one of your peccadillos.
Peccadillos, baby. So what other activities do we think spring cuffing season are a good place to sort of?
Oh, I have, you know how you always bring up like Frisbee and I kind of make fun of you because it's like the typical spring. By the way, what's the last time you laid hands on a Frisbee, Matthew?
Like only because of a, like a dog park thing, not for like person to person.
All right, Matt, here's my person to person.
It's been a while. Person to dog pretty recently.
Okay. Here's my pitch, Matt. Here's my friend making pitch. Okay. It's spring. You're out. You go to a park by yourself with a Frisbee. You throw it. Little help.
And then you strike up a friendship.
Yeah.
It feels very 80s movie trying to hook up move.
Why are you bringing everything back to hooking up in pheromones?
Well, no, that just reminds me of the 80s, you know, you throw the football into somebody's sandbox, you know?
Yeah, well, that was like also like, remember my technique to hit on girls at Coachella? Like, hey, can you take a picture of me? And then my friends were like 100 yards away and we have to like walk all the way over there. It made no sense.
That is dicey.
Throwing Frisbee, little help. I like that.
Okay. I thought you were going to go with Ultimate Frisbee.
What is ultimate frisbee? So my cousin plays frisbee golf, or maybe ultimate frisbee. Yeah. Damn, I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, but it's, I think there's one of them where you're dunking it. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that frisbee golf?
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of frisbee golf. I don't know, but like,
well, you catch one of our listeners has to tell us, message us, what's the difference between ultimate frisbee and frisbee golf? Which one's more popular? I think ultimate frisbee.
And we'll be right back.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
All right, it's time for Asking for a Friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram at Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. Okay, Matt, here, this is a good one for us. Dear Matt and Cairo, every year my best friend Lily, who styles herself as an amateur matchmaker, throws a legendary spring fling singles party. That's pretty good. I want to go to this. It's very fun. I've actually gone out with a couple of guys I've met there over the years. This year, however, I'm feeling a little hesitant. I'm newly single, And while I'm open to meeting someone, the pressure of the party's matchmaking atmosphere feels overwhelming. I love hanging out with Lily, but I'm worried if I go, I'll feel pressured to flirt or be set up. And it's just not where my head is right now. Do I skip the party and risk hurting Lily's feelings or go and feel uncomfortable? Should I try to explain my reservations and risk sounding like a party pooper? Sincerely, spring has sprung for everyone but me.
Wow, I like that. Sincerely, spring has sprung for everyone but me. That's clever. Oh, you have to take care of your mental health first and foremost. So if you're not feeling up to going somewhere, I don't think you're obligated to go always. I mean, I think that's one thing we've learned about this pod is like, it doesn't benefit you to go somewhere when you're not in the proper headspace for it. And like, if you can't get yourself in that headspace, like it's probably not going to be a great time. But I think sometimes you can just reframe things and go with a sort of specific different mindset and you'll have a different experience. Like what I'm saying by that is when you're single and you're going to a party to meet a potential mate, you have a certain mindset and you sort of have a certain game plan. But when you're going to a party to not meet a mate, you also have a different mindset and you can have a good time doing both. Now, the problem is that this party sounds like it's a singles party, right? Was that?
That's when it just says spring fling singles party. I mean, I imagine you don't have to be single, but right. Probably a lot of some people, yeah.
Right. So, but I also just think like, I don't know, you know, maybe you're putting a little too much pressure on that, like that it's a singles party.
Well, I would say it's interesting that you said at the beginning, you know, if you're not in the right headspace, because that runs directly into our regular conversation about obligation, which we talked about in a recent episode, yep. Which is obligation makes the world go round. It doesn't say it's your best. Oh, it does say best friend. It's your best friend's yearly party. You know, sometimes you got to suck it up. I feel like we're taking opposite positions than we normally do.
Yeah, but she said she just got out of a breakup. Like, it just might not be the right environment. So I'm like a very big proponent of like, don't put yourself in bad situations. Like that just sounds like you already decided it's going to be a bad situation for you. And again, we want you to get out, but I also want you to get out in ways, you know, we've talked about this when a friend is like not in a great place, like they may not want to be at a bachelor party, but they may need company. Right. I feel this is akin to that.
Of course, there's having a conversation with Lily about it.
I totally agree too, because I think what'll happen there is you'll go, hey, Lily, I don't know. I just broke up. Like, I just don't want to like be on my single game phase. And I just don't want to do that thing where guys are like hitting on me and this and that. And maybe you can come up with a solution, which is like, hey, okay, then let's just hang out some other time. Or B, you can just be like, look, I can let some people know like you're not looking or whatever. And then that'll take some of the pressure off beforehand. Like there are probably ways to hack it so that that expectation isn't necessarily there going into the party. I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah. I mean, also we don't know how recently this breakup happened. Maybe people don't know, in which case right. They think she's still in a relationship, which is good. Mm. You know,
throw the old ring on.
Yeah, put a ring on the people like, wow, you just got married.
Really old ring on. And then people won't then. But honestly, that is the thing. I mean, women do that, right? They wear the ring out. I think it's a thing where women who aren't engaged or married will wear rings to not have people like harass them when they don't want to be harassed.
So they have a fake diamond ring.
Fake ring. I don't know. I've made this up or it's real.
Matt, sometimes I feel like you're kind of like human ChatGPT. Like you spit shit out and it seems like it could be true.
Yeah. Matt GPT. And it's dated. It's all from 2016, just like ChatGPT. I'm not up to date on what's going on in 2023 or 2024 or 2022 or even 2019.
And you ask the sources and you go, huh?
Yeah, I go, I don't know. Like I go, you know, Green Day, 1996.
Oh my God, Matt GPT. How have we not used that yet?
I don't know.
Adding it to the list.
So what do we think here?
Listen, I mean, I've been there.
Yeah, you deal with this, right? I mean, you probably get invited to singles mixers and you're like, sometimes you're in the mood, sometimes you're not, right?
I think if it wasn't your best friend Lily's, don't go. Like, you're in your healing mode. It's not right. You're not in your right headspace. It's your best friend's annual party. I don't know. I mean, you know me. I hate an obligation.
Right. So have her wing you up. I think the answer is have her wing you up and like, she knows your deal. And like, you know, maybe she should relay that to some people.
What about, I'm just spitballing here. I like your reframing hypothesis. What if she reframed it as, I'm going to try to set someone else up?
I'm here in friend making mode. Setup mode. I'm in setup mode.
Yes. Yeah. So what if she's like, I'm going to play Cupid?
Oh, that's good. You know, that's a good way to get guys kind of like off your back.
Right. Hey, you should meet.
Listen, let me help set you up with somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not here to date, but I'm here to help people out. I'm going to be the connector. I like that. Kiro, well played.
What's the opposite of Matt GPT?
I don't know. LexisNexis. It's accurate, but it's like really, really
dry.
Yeah, it's dry and dense, but it's very accurate.
Oh, fuck. LexisNexis. Matt GPT, man. That's just incredible. Yeah. The references are old. There's no sources. It doesn't make sense, but it works.
And you can use it in a pinch. you can hand somebody a resume filled with ChatGPT and you'll probably still get the job.
Oh man, that is hilarious. I think we answered this question pretty well.
Yeah. So communicate, potentially tell people you're good there to, you know, be the wingman, wingwoman. And I think you probably might surprise yourself, and you know, you reframe it and you probably still have a good time. You may have a better time.
By the way, as we all know, this is exactly the kind of party when you don't want to go and you're not going to go. Good. And you go.
By the way, 2 months from now, oh, I'm engaged.
Right.
I took off the fake ring and some guy gave me a real ring. He thought it was cute that I had a fake ring on. And this is the beginning of every rom-com.
Oh, God. Lily Springfield. All right. Let us know how it goes. That was asking for a friend. If you have a question, send it to us on Instagram and we will answer it on the show. So, Matt, let's just dip back into cuffing season.
What are some other places or things? I feel like we need to give a couple more good tips for our friends here.
One thing we haven't talked about in a while is the statement T, which is that wearing a shirt or a piece of clothing that draws attention to yourself. Now, for guys, we've talked about, Matt, a lot of sports related stuff.
Yep. I feel there's a new one now. Like memes have become shirts like lately.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a lot of like memes have become shirts that are like you see it and like, oh, I love that. And it's like insidery.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say you have zero examples of this. Matt just gave me, if you're not watching on YouTube, Matt just gave me the Joker smile. I've never seen a smile.
I plead the fifth. Yeah. No, I keep seeing a lot of shirts that are like pop culture references lately.
Well, by the way, I love this. Those are slightly different. Like if one says we were on a break and it's Ross,
yeah,
that's different than eyebrows on fleek. God, I can't believe that was the meme I just came up with. That's from 7 years ago.
So you're saying pop culture shirts and memes or shirts are two different things?
I think
I was lumping them in. I guess I was lumping them in.
But honestly, it's a distinction without a difference. Yeah. So I'm gonna
My point was that it's like you're saying like you're in the know on something and it's a conversation starter that says like if somebody else is in the know on it, they're gonna wanna come up to you. Even more so than like, I went to Michigan, you went to Michigan. They both work probably, but like in a different way. That's like the Michigan to Michigan thing is straight.
Wearing a shirt that says University of Michigan.
Like that's just, you're playing it straight. Like I went to Michigan, you went to Michigan. It can be a conversation starter, but it doesn't have like a humorous angle to it. It doesn't say anything about you. Like, hey, I'm into this thing or I'm not into this thing, you know?
And like, well, hey, either doesn't mean. Either there's a meme that's
no, I'm saying if it's fun, if it's like a funny meme, then like, yeah, you both have like a similar sensibility.
I think, Matt, what we're sort of saying is we need to find a happy medium between popularity and scarcity. If it's something that everybody knows and like, who cares, then it's not going to attract anybody. If it's something that nobody knows.
Right. Then, but again, this is just a way to engage a stranger potentially in conversation at a coffee shop or somewhere where you're like, you know, or wherever you are, but like, it's just the idea of being like, it's a way to engage.
Can I just want to do a very quick left turn because I just thought of something that we'd never talked about before because it just happened to me. And that is the idea of being helpful. So I was just in my building and I was, I think I might've even been texting you, and this woman was carrying luggage down the stairs. And I was all the way on the other side, but I was like, let me see if she needs help. Came over there. Can I help you? Oh my God. Thank you. Blah, blah, blah. End up carrying these three. I don't know where she was going. This gigantic suitcase.
Three? You carried three?
Yeah. Down the stairs. I talked to her for like 5 seconds, but I have been trying to be a little more helpful lately.
I like it. I did four suitcases on the plane and I was thinking to myself, is there a limit? I was like, there are no other men who volunteered. And like, there were like five women with like every which way I looked, there was a woman with like one of those like hard shelled ones, you know, the hard shelled, like, I was just lifting up turtle shells everywhere you look, like the entire Ninja Turtle.
Bro, I'm so glad you brought that up. The lack of guys or anybody of good fitness helping people with their, I like think it's the downfall of society.
I agree. I sat down and then I had to get back up because I saw another woman like in my I'm like, guys, come on, like help out.
Yeah. And sometimes I do it for self-preservation. I'm like, bro, you're going to drop this on my head.
Being useful. I just read Schwarzenegger's latest book. It's called Be Useful. Great book.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You just got a great mindset about life.
Or his ghostwriter does.
Which could have been you. If you had gotten that movie off, if you had gotten that show off the ground with him and DeVito.
Is it biographical or is it just?
Yeah, autobiography. He wrote it.
What was the point?
Yeah, my point was is that he wrote a book called Be Useful. Right. And I just like that philosophy. Just corollary to be helpful. But other tips before we go on cuffing season, I think going back to our basics, be the friend. You have acquaintances, you have friends, you want to strengthen those bonds. Friendship cuffing season is a good time to do that because people are more interested in leaving their house. It's easier to get somebody to go to a game. So get tickets to a game, get tickets. My mom does this thing like the day of theater tickets in New York, like they're like super cheap. So you just spend $8 a piece on some last minute theater tickets. And just be like, I got an extra ticket. You know, I have like different groups where like somebody will text, like, I got an extra ticket to the whole group. And so it's like kind of first come, first serve. But that's good in the way that because it kind of helps you cement / strengthen multiple casual friendships at the same time with the same offer. Just offering it makes me feel good about that person, even though I end up not going.
You mean just seeing that person offered it?
Yeah, but I'm saying seeing that they offered it to four of us. It's not like a 30-person group, but like it's a 5-person text chain and seeing that she offered an extra movie ticket sometimes, you know, whatever it is, like we'll do things at the WGA, like, you know, there'll be like somebody speaking and like getting that offer makes me feel like, okay, our friendship, you know, what you're talking about, like consistency, like continuously like keeping that communication of like, I want to go to things with you.
Also a good way, we talked about a couple episodes ago about fringe friends. AKA your outer circle, AKA weak ties, promote them.
Totally. And spring cuffing season is perfect time for fringe friends.
Yeah.
That's when you could build that circle out a little.
Turn them from a fringe friend to a binge friend.
Yeah. Fringe friend. Oh, wow. From fringe friend to binge friend.
But does that even make sense?
Yeah. You're binging on them. You're all the time hanging out with them.
Oh, okay. Wow. That wasn't even, I was thinking more binge drinking.
Oh, well that too. You could do that too with them, but I was thinking you're binging on them, on their presence.
Oh man. So what do we learn today, Matt?
So we called it spring cuffing season for a reason, is that not every day. Look, we want you to always be thinking about how can I improve my social fitness, but there are better and worse times, right? Like a birthday party is a great time to be social because there's a lot of people in a fun social mood. Also, you know, when you're at a sporting event with, you know, with a buddy, you're in like, you know, fun, you know, hangout thing. Spring cuffing season combines all a lot of our best like available things with our best practices that are easier to do.
Yes. And I've been thinking a lot about sort of your body language and the body language of spring and summer. When it's warm, you're more open mentally and physically. And that's why it's a great time to make a new friend.
You should go bird watching in Central Park. Great groups.
Bird watching. Listen, you love bird watching and you've never invited me to go bird watching. And that's,
you'd be more out of place there than you would be at the top of a black diamond.
All right. That is our show. Thank you guys so much. Let us know about your cuffing season experiences and remember, be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.